Hello, beautiful people. Welcome. It is a pleasure to have you here today for day one of the Transformational Breathwork Challenge. We are here so we can help each other build a consistent practice and take advantage of the benefits of transformational breath. We are going to ask you to please stay muted for the first part of the call if you're on the Zoom call with the VIPs, just so we can all hear. And we will have a chance to share and ask questions and get coaching after we end the live stream. For those of you that are joining us on Facebook Live, thank you for joining us. Welcome to this challenge. This is going to be amazing. We're going to have a wonderful, wonderful session today where we get started. For those of you that don't know me, my name is Laura. I'm in Mexico and I'm the coordinator of the Online Academy. So I'm your person for any technical assistance that you need. We encourage you to use the comments and the chat to let us know where you're joining us from. We love to know where our community is in the world. And we would also love to know what motivated you to join the challenge. We want to know how we can best serve you, what your needs are. So that's very important to us. Together with me for this challenge are going to be Dr. Judith Kravitz. She is the creator of this technique, and she has been leading this wonderful community for 50 years. This is the anniversary of Transformational Breath. This year, we're celebrating 50 years, and she's been doing this for longer than 50 years, but I'll give her an opportunity to introduce herself. Judy?
Hi everyone. It's so nice to see some of our transformational breath people who are facilitators or workshop leaders, and also to see some wonderful new people and new faces and names. So I'm excited about this. This is a new adventure for me, and I'm looking forward to being with you and just seeing where it goes. It's very exciting, and I'm joining too. I'm doing it too. I'd like to pass it to one of our top trainers, curriculum director, and friend and colleague. I'll pass it to Eugenia.
Thank you, Judy. Hi, everyone. Yes, my name is Eugenia. I am from Mexico. And as we are celebrating this year our 50-year anniversary, I finally started to count years and I realized it's going to be my 20-year anniversary doing this work. And it's surprising because I keep saying the same number of years, but now the years have passed. And it's been an amazing adventure to be traveling through my life with the breath as a tool, a companion, and support. And I am so excited now to be sharing here with you the breath in a new way to reach more people and to invite us to develop a practice consistently for 7 days together. So I'm really excited to share with you.
All right. So, Laura, is there anything technical you want to tell the folks, or would you like me to just go ahead and begin?
Well, just if you need help, if you get any problems with the live stream on Facebook or the Zoom call, if you're in the VIP room, send a message in the chat or post in the comments, and I will do my best to assist you as quickly as I can. You can also email me at onlineacademy@transformationalbreath.com. And if we have any glitches, this is our first time live streaming on a Facebook group or doing a challenge like this one. We beg your patience. We will make get better, but just let me know. I appreciate your feedback. So let's get started.
All right. So I want to just, if I can, in a nutshell, share with you what transformational breath is. And in reality, it's really an experience. It's more than words then can really describe. And yet, my job for so many years has been to describe it so people are open, interested enough to want to try it. So the way I've been able to frame it generally is that it's actually a breathing system. It's a breathing system that produces incredible benefits on every level, the physical level, the mental, emotional, and the spiritual. And we also have this beautiful capacity to bring those levels together into a unified whole, to integrate, clear, and open on each of those levels. So transformational breath is a lifelong journey. It's something that once people do it, they really want it to be part of their lives. And that's kind of why we're here. The intention here for us is to show you how a daily practice can shift things in your life and so on. And so I'm super happy to be part of this program. and to ask you now to maybe get clear what your intention is for this program. I am hoping you all can be with us every day, so we'd like you to have a daily intention, one for today, and then to expand that for the week. What would you like to see after this commitment for a week? What would you like to see come
So
into your life? What would you like to see
generally,
maybe let
actually,
go of in your life? All right, Jeannie, how about we work on setting an intention?
yes. So I wanted to invite you to reflect a little bit. You have made a commitment to show up here together with us for 7 days. And I really like this because 7 days can change a lot for us if we do something consistently. And there's nothing more powerful that we can bring into our lives than a deeper connection with our breaths. And we're all busy. So if you committed yourself for 7 days to be here with us, there's a reason for that. So let's touch base with it and let's do a little bit connection inside. So I invite you to close your eyes and just feel your breath. Right now, you don't have to change your breath. You don't have to do anything with it. Simply feel your breath. And allow it to flow freely and effortlessly. And inviting that breath to be your guide in this moment. What is it in your life right now that is asking for more? That is asking to be seen or to be heard? What has brought you here to this personal space to connect with your breath? And through these 7 days, where you're gifting yourself time to reflect, to nurture and ground, what would you love to feel or experience at the end of the 7 days? You might see this clearly as a phrase or an action, a feeling that shifts. And you can go ahead. We see it manifesting in the here and the now, unfolding gently through our 7 days together. And keep that awareness in your heart. Take a deep breath to anchor it deep within you. You can gently open your eyes. I'm going to invite you to type in the chat what it was that you see as an intention for the 7 days that we're going to have together. You can put it in the comments on the Facebook page or in the chat on Zoom. It's important to write our intentions. Once we put them in writing, they exist in the physical plane. They're in black and white or blue and white, whatever color you're using. And they are real. And I'm also putting my own intention. Loving, less fearful, beautiful, and patiently strong. Improve health. Very nice. Excellent. And if you don't want to put it in the chat, I invite you to write it somewhere where you can keep this intention for yourself. Beautiful. And I'm confident in sharing the power of the breath, experience health, healthy release and calming and inspired energy and joy. Maximize benefits from breathing. Beautiful intentions. And Judy has some awarenesses that she wants to share about intentions that you have already shared with us as well. Judy?
Yes. Prior to where while we were organizing this, we sent out a survey for why people would want to do this, what would be their important intentions. And out of almost 400 people, this is what we got. So I think you're right on target as far as what is important about this and what the general people would want to have. First of all, reconnecting with self. And this is one of our, I would say, our major intentions in transformational breath is making that deeper connection to ourself through the breath, going through that vibrational journey to our highest vibrational state. So that is something that's built into our system. And I love this next one, building a consistent self-care habit, because guess what? We have such good intentions, and yet to really create a habit, it takes some consistency. And that's what we want to give you, is be able to give you a consistent breathing habit, because there's so many things we do. And once you kind of get a sense and a feel for the power of your breath in a consistent breathing practice, it's something you're going to want to continue. It will be as important as the other important things in your life. And honestly, 15 minutes is a great devotion to your breathing. And it can be longer, but you take that 15 minutes, you're going to feel the shifts. And then another one wasn't the top, but it's so important, is that you want to explore transformational breath. And we have many unique things about transformational breath that kind of make us a little different, a little outer edge, but very powerful. So you want to explore maybe what transformational breath is, and also explore your own breath more deeply, because we don't know our breath. It's something that we were not introduced to. We don't know how we breathe. We don't know how to do it better, and we don't know what changes will mean in our lives. So we're happy that you're going to get to explore your breath, learn more about transformational breath, and deepen your own practice, and also be able to reach deeper parts of self. And I feel like all those are definitely included in what we're going to share with you this week. So I'm happy about that. Okay. So would you like to learn more about the breath and then dive into some breathing with us? How does that sound? Very little. I just want to go over some general basics of transformational breath so that when we do it here together, you kind of know our foundation. And every day we're going to kind of fine-tune it a little more so that you have more and more understanding, more and more support to continue the short practice that we're going to share with you every day, that you could have your breathing habit. So the first thing that we want to do and support you in is using the correct muscles to breathe with. And that's your diaphragm. So we call that breathing in the belly, because when you're using your diaphragm, the lower abdomen and stomach area is going to rise. We'll talk more about that later. And then when you exhale, it's about relaxing the diaphragm, and that area is going to fall. And about 50% of the people in the world, from my experience, don't use their diaphragm. So we want to make sure that you're using the most effective, and I like to call it the correct muscles to breathe with. So we're going to support you in gently having that transition. The second part is that we want you to connect your breath, and this is unusual, and yet there's some very specific reasons we'll explain later on. But for now, we want you to inhale and then exhale, and then exhale. And we're going to start this breathing in and out through our mouth for, again, some important reasons that we'll share later. So you're going to use your diaphragm, connect your breath, and then we want you to, as much as possible at this stage, to relax your exhale. So not to hold on to it, not to blow it or push it, but just let it go. Relax that diaphragm and let the air go out naturally from the relaxed diaphragm. So those are the three more important things that we just want you to remember today during the breathing. So use your diaphragm, breathing in the belly, keeping your breath connected, and then just to relax, try to relax everything on your exhale. It's a safe and beautiful time to let go. All right. So I think it's about time for us to do some breathing. Is that correct? Or no, Jeannie's going to show you more what that looks like. Okay.
Yes. So the most important thing we want to do is we want to have you breathe with us because we can talk about this for hours, but the experience is what really matters here. And for the breathing exercise, this is not like a meditation breath where you need to hold yourself. So we want you to relax. So if you're in a chair, if you just put a pillow behind you, then you can lean back and then your back, your neck, and your head can relax. And then what you're going to be focusing on is on the diaphragmatic breathing that Judy was saying. And one good way to figure out if you're breathing using your diaphragm is to put your hand on your belly, because when the diaphragm contracts, it goes into the abdominal cavity and it relaxes softly on the exhale. So when you breathe, you will notice a little bit of movement on the abdominal area here, okay? At this stage of the game, and it looks like this a little bit. So the connected, relaxed breath that Judy was describing, it's like a wave. The breath is always moving softly, going in and out. It doesn't have to be big or fast. It needs to feel effortless to you. One key I can give you is if it feels like you're working too hard, you're working too hard, okay? And this is not about that. This is a soft, natural breath that comes and goes like a gentle wave in and out without any pauses, okay? And through the week, we're going to be giving you different levels of information on how to do an effortless full breath. That is, at the end, you'll have the most effective breath with the least amount of effort. And we're also going to talk about how, sorry about the balloons,
We go like
but
that.
they're appropriate because we're going to tell you how it is that we move away from an effortless, effective breath. So in this case, that is going to be an amazing shift for all of us. But today, just do a gentle breath without effort.
All right. So we want to invite you now to get in a comfortable position where you have back and head support. So you could be sitting up like this, or you could be propped up at least on a 45-degree angle. And that's going to give your breath the best opportunity to flow. So I see some folks, and those of you who don't have your screen on, we'd love to support you. And if we can't see you, there's minimal amount of support. So we invite you, if you can, turn your screen on. And if not, just try to follow the directions. It's great if we can see you and then offer some coaching as well.
Yeah. And through the experience, one of the reasons why we restrict our breathing pattern is that we use the breath to control our emotions. We will talk more about this. But just know that as your breathing and your breath is expanding, you might get in touch with deeper parts of yourself, with older memories. So you might have emotions come up, you might have physical sensations, and whatever it is that you're feeling, either emotionally or physically, just know this is a good sign. That means that things are opening up and they're getting integrated. So if you feel a sensation in your body or an emotion come up, just witness it and breathe through it, keeping your breath and your body soft and relaxed, which is the most natural way to experience our emotions instead of trying to control them. Does that sound good?
All right. And some of you even now may even be a little nervous or some things have started knowing that some things will come up that you're feeling a little bit of tension or anxiety. And just know that the breathing will be safe, it will be gentle, and you'll get to just begin to feel the power and the energy of your breath. So I'm going to go ahead and it looks like everybody's pretty well settled. Just again, to completely relaxed. And I'm going to ask you to just gently begin to breathe in and out through your mouth and put your hand on your belly and your lower abdomen. Just I want you, when you inhale, hopefully you're going to feel that rise. And when you exhale, it's going to relax. So you're going to breathe in through the mouth and you're going to breathe out through the mouth. Your belly's going to go up and it's going to go down. Breathing in and on your belly. If it's not going up and down, try bending your legs at the knees. And that supports it to have the diaphragm to have a place to breathe into. So hand on your belly, breathing in, breathing out. Mouth is as open and relaxed as you can make it. Just have your mouth open and relaxed. That's good. I'm going to go ahead and put some music on to support you in your breathing and just kind of in general remind you what we want to see happen. We're going to ask for this perfect breathing experience for all the guidance and support from your higher self and for all the inner resources that we have. So belly up and down. No pauses now, breathing in and out. Belly up and down. Good. And relaxing on that exhale. Really let go. Open your mouth and just let that breath go. Breathing in and out. Belly up and down. And I would just encourage everyone, bend your legs at the knees. That's going to cause that breath to go even deeper into your body. Your breath is your life force, and we want to bring it all the way into your body. Belly up, belly down, breathing in and out. Good. And if you want to, you could put your other hand on your chest, and that'll help ease any feelings of tension or concerns you might have. So you're going to breathe in your belly and your chest, keeping the breath flowing. And maybe just saying in your mind, it's easy to breathe, it's safe to breathe, safe to breathe here fully open, fully alive. So, everybody, I can see you're doing great. Just keep that breath going, keep it connected, flowing, relaxed. Just affirming, I love to breathe. We may have history where it hasn't been so much fun to breathe, and now we're turning that around. I love to breathe. I love to be in my body. And open your mouth, let that air come in. Welcome it. It's our life force. Welcome your life force. Really up and down. Breathing in and out. Safe, it's safe for me to breathe openly and fully. I'm gonna keep breathing. So, just enjoying this short exercise with our breath. Every day we get to expand a little more. Breathing in and out, welcoming our breath. And if any feelings come up, you can just breathe right into them. Any physical sensations, breathe into them. Use that energy. Good. Belly up and down. No pauses. Different way of breathing for sure. We're just going to gently relax into our breath. Become aware of maybe some new energies, new feelings. Just breathing, embracing your breath, your life force, thing that gives you energy, awareness, feeling. Just welcoming your breath, welcoming yourself to this journey, this beginning of this journey. Where can we go in 7 days with our breath? Breathing. Relaxing. Grateful. Grateful to receive now our intention for today. Breathing it in from a deeper place of self and knowing. Using our diaphragm, feeling how easy it is to breathe with those muscles. All right, I'm just going to ask you to pay attention how you feel. Today was just a little introductory. We call this our 100 breaths to joy so that you can get a sense of your breath, sense of how just a few minutes of breathing can maybe shift your energy, how you feel, affect your nervous system, bring you more energy. So I'm going to ask you and invite you to just begin to come back more fully in your bodies into this present time. And I'm going to welcome you now to just open your eyes. Take a nice deep breath in your belly. Maybe take a breath into your chest. Stretch your arms a little, wiggle them a little, come back into your physical and pay attention. How do you feel? Do you feel any different? Do you feel more energy or more awake, more present? We want to invite you to go ahead and journal about that. And invite you to come back tomorrow, those of you who are not in the VIP room, to come back tomorrow. And we'll go further and deeper with our breath. Laura, what
and
would you like to say?
I want to invite everybody who's in the Facebook group to please type in the comments how you're feeling or any questions that you have, and we'll also touch base with you. Okay.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us. It's always a pleasure to be part of this journey. We hope that you're going to come back and do the 7 days with us. We're going to learn more about transformational breath as the week goes along, and we're going to have other tools that we're going to teach you so you can they can help you in your daily practice and help you feel more grounded and more present in your life, reconnect with yourself. So it's really exciting to be here with you. For those of you that are on Facebook and want to have a little bit more of the coaching and the feedback on Facebook, we cannot see you, so we cannot see how you're breathing, so we cannot provide feedback. But you are able to join the VIP experience, and then you are on Zoom with us, and we can actually stay with you and give you feedback about how you're breathing, how you can improve your breath, and things like that. So the link is in the comments, and we hope that you join us there. But if not, we'll be back here tomorrow. And just know that it's going to be beneficial for you. The breathing is going to help you no matter where you experience it. Thank you, everyone. We're going to end the live stream now. And for those of you in the VIP room, please stay with us. We're going to have a chance for question and answers and some feedback. See you tomorrow.
Very nice. So, thank you, Judy, for this beautiful, beautiful guided breathing experience. It never ceases to amaze me how much we can do in a few minutes of our daily breathing practice. And like you said, this is what we call the 100 breaths to joy. And it's something that in our school we encourage everybody to do, just these 15 minutes of being with ourselves. And the first thing we would like to do is to open it for comments or questions on how you're feeling, on the instructions, on your intention, on how you are right now. And you can go ahead and either raise your hand or you can type on the chat any comments of or questions. And we're also, if you were on camera, you can request feedback on your breathing and how you're doing.
Okay. Or they could they raise their hand and ask a question too?
They can raise their hand, physical hand, digital hand, unmute themselves, or type in the chat.
Okay. So what's come in the chat as far as questions to release? Yes. So I don't
Those
see
were the
any.
intentions. No questions. Okay.
No questions.
So what I wanted to, I feel more calm. That's very nice, Verena. This is one thing that is very important for us to remember, because when we enter what we call fight or flight mode, there's many autonomic functions that happen. You know, the heart rate goes faster so that there's more blood pumping to the muscles that need to act fast. But one of the things that change which we forget is that our breathing goes faster. So when we breathe faster, which we tend to do, or we're holding the breath, which we tend to do, we're telling the nervous system that we're under stress. So the moment we start to return to a more connected natural flow, we're directly communicating to the nervous system by saying, hey, we are okay. So every time we do a breathing practice, which is not for yoga or meditation, which tend to be a more, which are powerful for that purpose, but a more naturally oriented breathing practice, what we're doing with this gentle connected breath is actually calm the nervous system. We enter into rest and digest. And this is an amazing tool that we have to communicate with the nervous system, which we cannot talk to it. We can say, I'm calm, I'm calm, I'm calm, but it's not always effective. But when we breathe slower, it will bring us to that calm state. So I'm very happy that you were able to do a gentle breath that is calming your body at the biological level. Yes, I see your hand. Go ahead.
Yes, and I also needed to yawn. Like, I think that's also, oh, I don't know what it is. So I just experienced that I needed to yawn quite a lot. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'll let Judy expand on this, but the
Yes.
biological reason why we yawn is to get more oxygen. So, Judy, you
Yeah.
can go ahead and answer this one.
So that is something that happens a lot. And then in our evaluation, it's sort of like, what is the frequency? If someone is yawning and yawning and yawning, it could be we look at it maybe as a defense mechanism, and then we have them breathe through the yawn because you could take a breath in and you can relax. But if you're yawning, your body just now and then takes a yawn. It is really about expanding because when you yawn, you stretch your jaw and your mouth like everybody do a yawn. And you take a deeper breath and you stretch. So it's maybe the body's automatic way of saying, I want more air. I want to relax this. But again, if I see someone yawn, 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 I know they're avoiding, let's just say, that journey, that deeper journey. And so we go ahead and just say, keep breathing. You yawn, breathe in, good, let it go, breathe in. And then the yawning doesn't work and they'll go back to their breath. So that's a good
Yeah.
question, and it will happen. And don't beat yourself up. Just know that, okay, I'm either expanding my breath or my body's trying to, help me avoid something. Go back to the
And you can
breath.
just continue to breathe through the yawn, and that makes
Yeah.
it super effortless because your body is naturally taking more volume and you just keep it connected.
Yeah.
Very nice. Marjan is saying, in normal daily life, I am struggling with relaxing my diaphragm. This is a great one. Do you have tips? There seems to be tension every time, even when I'm trying to relax. And then also Rosina is agreeing with this. At the end of the inhale, I feel there is a pause and a blockage almost then I exhale.
Yeah. Okay. So The tightening of the diaphragm, guess what? It exists across the board because it's a one of the ways we've learned to control our feelings, to stay in some way safe. And so it's a gradual process. And yet the more you do this connected breathing, the more you work with transformational breath, the more the body starts to feel safe in letting go. And in our process, sometimes we also do some hands-on and go into those muscles in the diaphragm because they actually do represent certain feelings and expressions. And we work with them and we help them relax and have the person breathe through them. Yes, it's a very common thing. Another thing I find when I give my people homework is I ask them to turn on their stomach and have the pressure on the diaphragm be on a relatively hard surface, and then do the connected breath with your, we call it cactus position, with the pressure on the stomach and the solar plexus. And that helps relax the diaphragm. There's pressure, and it's a little feeling a little less vulnerable when you're on your stomach. So that's a really good way that I help people do it more on their own, to just go ahead and to feel safe and to work also that I am safe. It is safe to breathe. It is safe to express. Those are some things that why the diaphragm tightens up, that it's literally fear, and we can just keep encouraging and reinforcing our safety.
So, Marjorie and Rosina, for tomorrow, if you could prep your breathing space by having a pillow under your ankles and a towel under your face, and you get, a mat or a duvet on the ground, and you place yourself face down with your head to the side and your hands next to you, like a Mexican cactus, so that your whole body's flat. And that's going to put gentle pressure on that area of the diaphragm right below the ribs, and it's going to help with the relaxation of the exhale. And one thing that it's really important to remember is there is a connection between the breath and our feelings. And this release will happen gently over time, like Judy was saying, because our unconscious mind has no awareness of time and is protecting us from things that happened in the past, but is protecting us in the now. So it's holding on to these moments in time. And through the technique, especially when you learn to do the hands-on, then you can softly release this permanent tension in the body, breathe into it, and then the unconscious mind goes like, oh, I don't need to be holding on to this anymore. And that's how, through the breath, we start to create changes in our life without having to consciously think about them. I'm a psychologist, and I have never seen change so powerful as it happens through the breath when we get into the hands-on technique. And I see some of our more experienced breathers raising their thumbs and nodding. They know this is true. Yes, I see you. So, yes, but for now, be gentle, face down, and that's going to be a nice way to start to release this tension in the body. I think this is releasing my legs tend to collect more energy and get restless and restless. My nervous system does not feel calm, especially in my legs. And Rena, you've gone through a very deep process of integration, and you've gone through some of these layers, and this is a journey that you're in right now that is very specific to you. And I'm very happy that you're coming to the challenge, because it is so nice to have companionship in this process. And as you become a more experienced breather, some deeper emotional pieces are going to come, and there's resistance to them. I remember for myself, there was some emotional abuse that I had as a child. And when I was integrating this, the physical sensations were a little intense, but they didn't happen right away. So don't worry, it's not going to happen right away. But the best way to get to the other side of this is to continue to breathe. And there's some sound and some movement. We will share with you some other parts of our technique in the 7-day challenge. And I will definitely recommend some good toning and movement for you, Renee. And I know it's helped you in the past. And I don't know, Judy, if you want to expand, you recently worked with Renee.
Yes, and it is, let's say, a breaking of the energy flow when things build up, and then the body has to react to move the energy. And so it's going to come with more and more relaxation. The more you're able to relax the whole body, and especially your belly, when you're breathing. And you also know now that you have the knowledge and this and the training, Renee, you could go in to those places of tension in your lower body when you're breathing and make them, find those muscles and help them relax. And then that breath is going to have a smoother journey in your body. It's coming and then it's getting jammed up a little. And that's how the body handles that excess buildup of energy. And so nice to see you. So nice to see you.
And I want to acknowledge this part of our technique because there's other things that you could do that could push you through things, but you might not be ready for it. And one of the beauties of transformational breath, there's many, but one of them is that it's always a gentle process. It only takes us where we are ready, consciously and unconsciously, to go. So if a part of us is not ready to get past an emotion or to face an experience, we might get glimpses of it, but we are not going to be pushed through that until the moment that we're fully ready to integrate it. And I love that because sometimes even when we are body mapping your body, we can press it, but if the muscle unconsciously is not ready to release, it will not release. So there's a gentleness to this, and sometimes we might get a little impatient, like, why am I still here? For me, I didn't feel safe in my body, so I couldn't breathe into my belly. My diaphragm was not engaging, and it took Judy a couple of years to fully get me in my belly. But once I was there, I was happy, I was grounded, I was in my body. It was the right time for me. So we just need to be patient with it, but know that whatever it is that is coming up for you in your sessions, it's because you're ready for it and it will integrate completely for you at that time. And I have two
All right.
questions here for you, Judith. I'm going to combine them. Will you encourage us to do diaphragmatic breathing throughout the day or just when we practice? And why do we breathe through the mouth and not the nose?
Okay. Diaphragmatic breathing is throughout the day for the rest of your life, every moment, every day, because why would you use muscles that really don't affect, let's say, the full respiration or create tension in your body? And that's why, if you're using chest muscles or midsection muscles, it's not the same as if you're using your diaphragm. And so it's something that we weren't trained to do, but now there's after this, there'll be no excuse. And so just be aware that that's the breath, the muscles we want to use every day, all the time. And the more you use it, the stronger it gets. And then at some point, it's natural. Some of you, it's going to be an effort because you don't have the habit. And yet it's the way the body was designed to respirate. And so that's what we want to do. So yes, throughout the day to be conscious of it, and you find yourself getting tension, anxious, and you find yourself chest breathing like, oh, wait a minute, let me take a few belly breaths. And you'll feel the shift happen. And then the mouth breathing, we begin with it. It's not our all-time forever mechanism we use, but we begin with it for two reasons. One, it brings the greatest volume of air in. And number two, so we're just using it in our process. We don't want you to walk around all day long. I always say things will fly in if you do. Also, we want you to use it because the air goes in. And when you use the mouth breathing, for some reason, it accesses and comes in contact with the lower parts of your body, but also the lower energy centers. And we work with the energy centers in transformational breath. So it gets in contact with that. And then as we progress and the breath continues to rise higher in your respiratory system, then we bring in some same process, but using nose breathing. So it's a journey, but we begin with the mouth breathing just for our process. We don't recommend it for daily breathing. It's something that isn't as, let's say, ecological or clean, but for the hour, most an hour breathing for us, 15, 20 minutes, it's just the best breath to use for those intentions. All right. So we have a few minutes. Any more questions or ways we can support you
We have more
in being in
questions,
this
Judy.
process? Okay.
I have more gifts. I'm still finding that I go, this is Winslow. I'm still finding that I go so far into outer space during breath, I am not conscious even though I am not asleep. I feel I might be missing out on physical benefits.
Well, there's different patterns that transformational breath specifically works within the unconscious, and one of them is a pattern. And Winslow, I can relate to this because it was a very strong one with me, where we have a desire to leave our physical reality and go back into a, let's say, a less physical reality. And then we come back. And if that is strong, which it was for me for several years, I would just breathe for a while and then I'd be gone. Then I'd come back and then be, and it that pattern needs to be integrated to get us our energy and consciousness fully here in this dimension. And it's an important one, or there's other consequences that we won't go into that can happen. So be patient with it. It kind of feels good when we, is it true? That it, Winslow, I'm sorry, that's your last name,
Yeah,
that it feels
he was
good.
nodding when you
Yeah.
said that, Judy. He was
Okay.
like,
Yeah, it feels good. And yet there's a very
Yes.
important piece that is healing and integrating. So be patient with it. And then now I hardly leave it all, probably don't leave it all, and I miss it. But that pattern had integrated for me. And as a result, I have more presence here, I have more energy here in this dimension, and less of a desire to like go home. You know, I'm here. I'm going to do it. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're
Can I just
welcome.
add one more thing? I just want to say, Judith, I listen. I try to do this every day, and I listen to your one of your satisfying lives, or the, My Breath, My Life, or your longer one that I bought the CD at least once a day. And it's even for
Wow.
15 minutes, I go so far away, but I'm going to keep on going and integrating.
Yes,
Thank you
yes.
so much from the bottom of my heart.
And I would
Yeah.
say, you know, when I have clients that do that and they do in the beginning, I keep them active, you know, for at least the first half hour. So I have them move and I have them tone and just keep them so they can stay in their body, get some of the benefits from the oxygenation, but then also give them the space to go ahead and leave if they need to. So there's a good way you could work with both. So be your tough coach, you know, make yourself breathe and move, stay with it, be a keep yourself more active. It's great.
Yeah. And be proud of yourself for doing this daily practice, you know? And I think I've seen you in some of the monthly gatherings, right? And your breath is looking like it's open, like there's a lot more space in there for this breath. We have nice comments. I feel more present and relaxed. My body really needed. I feel really the beautiful support when we are in community. And I agree. I love doing my breathing practice every day, but there's nothing like getting together to breathe, even if it's around the world or if it's in person. There's a different flow to this. And I think yes, when he's saying this time I got up too quickly and was lightheaded, I had to lay down again. Any idea what was happening?
Yes.
What was going on? Sorry, it was moved.
I have many, many times my clients or people in groups say, I feel dizzy. And what they're really feeling is more oxygen in the blood going to the brain. And it's a lightness that we're not used to feeling. So I let them know this is a good dizzy. It's not really, you won't pass out from it, but you are going to feel lighter. And it's good, your energy's more balanced between the body and mind, and now the heart and soul. So to be patient with it, you don't want to get up if you feel that lightness, but no, it's a good thing. You can still function on those other levels, but now you're reaching another part of yourself that is lighter, and you're going to keep feeling lighter from the breathing. It's not really a dizzy, and they have that perspective, or when you hopefully you do, you're not going to be afraid of that lightness, and yet be patient with your body and don't get up too fast. You know, allow a nice transition time between the time that you've done breathing and then it's time to function on this dimension. Okay.
Get grounded before you stand up. We have another nice comment. Beautiful to feel connected with all of you in my daily practice. Yes. And a question, Judy. If I notice a pause or a slowing down between inhale and exhale, how do you suggest working with this? From Christy.
Okay.
All right. So the pause represents, believe it or not, a fear. When we're trying to keep the breath connected and we pause, if we pause before the inhale, it's a conscious or unconscious fear of letting in our good, because our breath is our good. It's our life force. It's our spiritual energy. If it's a pause before the exhale, it's a fear of letting go of control. And it could be control of our feelings, control of other people, control of ourselves. So that's how we work with it in working in everybody, that when they start this work, there's the pause because there's something happening on one end or the other. And how we work with it, we work with affirmations, and we also will coach the breathers, breathe in sooner, let go. And then we have technique that we work with, maybe some movement or some pressure and some muscles that allow people to relax those controlling muscles, or breathe in. I accept my good. I'm worthy of my good. Those kind of things. And it's just the awareness that it's not something you can't control. If you notice you're pausing and you realize not to pause is important, then you will go ahead and align with that. That fear will, you can overcome.
And when, if you keep moving ahead and you learn the hands-on technique, it's going to help you because when there's a pause, there's a muscle that's contracting the pause. So you're going to learn to identify these muscles and work with them. But until you get there, my advice to anybody that is finding a pause in the breath is to make it a little bit more gentle. Sometimes the trying of making the volume bigger reinforces the pauses. So by doing a softer breath gives less energy to that pause.
Okay, so I want to mention something. If there are no more questions, and thank you all for letting this be so interactive, because we really want to be there for you. We don't want this to be some lecture kind of thing. But there's something that we're going to work with, especially with the VIP group, and it's empirical science that has come through transformational breath that is so fascinating. And we want you to be able to relate to it for yourself. And the baseline of it is that our breath actually tells a story of what's going on in our life, certain behaviors, certain experiences, certain expressions. And it's really amazing how we could look at your breath now and then make some, let's say, suggestions. You change your breathing pattern, and things are going to automatically change in your life. And so we want to, with this VIP group, work with some of the your patterns and talk about them and understand what they mean. And we don't have time to go into it today, but just know this is something we can look forward to and understand, like, how can my breath tell me so much about me, but how can changing my breath change my life? And we see it across the board. People who come in and do our programs, and they have more of a consistent, expanded experience of the breath. Guess what? And I see some agreements with some of our folks who have gone a bigger journey, that changing the breath, changing the way the life force flows in our system, actually can change our life automatically. Like, you don't have to go home and think about it or practice it or anything, that change of energy flow and opening of areas of expression changes major things in your life. So it's like a fast track to creating permanent change in behavior, subconscious, and areas of expression. So I love that. And I'm so excited that we'll get to share more of it with you and talk about your breathing patterns. All right. I think, Laura, is there anything
Yeah.
else we want to add?
We have one final question from Cindy. Where can we learn to let go of that control? And I will say there's more to learn about this technique, and we will be sharing with you how to address these different aspects of the breath. Just breathing seems very simple, you know, and you can do a meditation breath that can be gentle and or energizing, and it's powerful. But the way we work in transformational breath, we really understand the dynamics and mechanics of the breath and how we can support in creating these changes so that your breathing practice is not just for that moment, but it changes the structure of your breath for your everyday. And that also related to these breathing patterns reflects in your life. And there is a course that you can take later on, but right now just stick with it here and we will support you every day a little bit.
Yeah. And the awareness of that is so important too, because if you're aware where you're tightening up and contracting, then that's your body's telling you, this is where what I'm holding on to. And even just some loving pressure to begin with, you know, you put your palm of your hand in that area and put a little pressure on it could help it release too. And of course, in our process, we go deeper, but for now, that could be helpful as well. All
Thank you,
right.
everybody, for joining. It's always a pleasure to have you here. And of course, we look forward to seeing you tomorrow as we continue to develop this practice together. And Judy, I know you wanted to have like a really quick closing grounding. Did you want to do that? Or do you want to?
Yeah, we have a minute or two. So why don't we just kind of close our eyes and just do some gentle breathing to come back to our breath awareness, our breath presence. And just breathing in and out, either through the nose or mouth, just getting back in touch with our breath and really giving thanks for this wonderful new experience and for all of you who felt the call and commitment to explore breathing, explore your breath, explore transformational breath to join us and a new community, our 7-day challenge community. And we just welcome everyone going forth today, grounded, connected to our hearts, and divinely guided in all that we do, and remembering our breath throughout the day. Let it be with us, our constant companion. And we just open our eyes, and I won't have you make sound yet, but in the future, we'll open our eyes and we'll make some sounds together. But that would be a little hokey for our first time. So.
I'm really loving this group. I love questions and I love interaction. So witness your breath today, witness yourself today, so that tomorrow you can come with more observations and with more sharing for our next day.
Okay. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.